Roger Ashfield is the managing director of Mercer Peace River, and he joins us on the line. Roger, thank you very much for joining us. First of all, just as a little bit of an icebreaker, comments on the fact that Peace River went to Prince George to potentially recruit.
Yeah, absolutely. First off, thanks for reaching out to me. So what's happened here is, you know, there's been some bad news in the BC areas with some pulp mills, and you know, here in Peace River we're having the opposite effect. We're looking at growth. We're looking at developing a larger business here. And when we look to communities like Prince George and we see this shutdown of this mill, we just naturally say, well, there's people there that could help us. They're, and we can help them. So let's get over there and let's start talking to the people.
Yeah, that was actually my next question here, Roger. How much did Mercer want to jump on board and help?
Yeah, so this was initiated from the Peace River branch here. So and we reached out to our Mercer International counterparts, and we also have another pulp mill in British Columbia. So we brought them all on board with us and arranged to go to Prince George and actually hold the job fair. So it was, I believe it was 2 full days, and it was like an all-day thing, so from like 8 in the morning till 8 at night. And we did a lot of advertisements to let people know that we were there. And it was a pretty successful trip.
In this endeavor here, Roger, how good was it working with Lane Gardner of the Chamber of Commerce here in Peace River to help potentially recruit?
You know, initially we reached out to the Chamber of Commerce and said, and explained to them what we were going to do, and Lane immediately reached back and said, well, how can I help in a bigger context? Can it, you know, is there value to me coming there with you guys? And we said, absolutely, because, you know, to sell our pulp mill, we need to sell our community. We need to show people what Peace River has to offer families and people for living space, for opportunity across the community. And Lane was instrumental in that.
Do you think there might be some interested parties that would move from north central BC to northwestern Alberta?
Absolutely. So in the two day sessions, we did pick up quite a few interested parties, and I think that will grow as the mill gets closer to its actual closure date. Its closure date isn't until March, so people are still unsure of what their future is. But we're going to continue with an ad campaign, radio campaigns in Prince George to let people know, hey, we're still here, we still got opportunities. But yes, we did come away with some very interested parties.
That's a good point you bring up here, Roger. Moving forward, and having said that, what do you think are the next steps in this process, maybe with yourself, with the company, and with the collaboration of the Chamber of Commerce?
So I think it's all about communication at this point. We need to keep communicating what we can offer, what Peace River Pulp can offer, what the Peace River community can offer, and then as people get closer to that time where they need to make decisions, they know that we're an option. Once they know that and they reach out to us, then we'll start processing and seeing where we can fit some people, where we have immediate opportunities, but where we also see some future opportunities.
Roger Ashfield is the managing director of Mercer Peace River. Sir, I appreciate your time. Thank you very much.
Thank you.